Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into the world of custom software development. Specifically, we're looking at what it takes to build applications for Windows.
Right. And it's easy to think that, you know, the web has basically won and desktop is irrelevant, but that's just not the case.
Not at all.
Desktop apps are still completely indispensable. I mean, think about it. When you need totally free offline access or massive processing power.
Like for professional 3D rendering or something really intensive.
Exactly. Or you need that guaranteed, quick, secure, real-time performance. That level of stability just comes from deep integration with the hardware.
That's a key distinction. So because they are here to stay, our mission for this deep dive is to unpack that process. We're going to explore the key planning and execution steps and then take a look at the most popular development frameworks out there today.
And that planning phase is the critical first step. You have your standard stuff, of course, defining the scope, the timeline, the budget.
The usual project management cornerstones.
Yes, but for desktop apps, the planning has to go deeper. You have to consider hardware stability, specific security requirements, things that are unique to an app that's installed directly on an OS.
And that's where the research becomes so essential. I mean, establishing your target audience isn't just about making it look nice, right? It directly informs your security protocols, the feature set.
And even what technology stack you can afford to use, it all connects.
The sources also really emphasized looking at your rivals.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to, you know, copy their features, but to find something unique that leverages that deep OS integration to give your app a real edge.
Absolutely. So once that vision is locked in, you move to the technical requirements. And that means comprehensive documentation. Everything from architecture wireframes to the required tech, you know, programming languages, databases, that kind of thing.
But there's a surprising twist here that the sources point out. I think a lot of people assume you start coding right away.
They do, but it's actually the opposite. Design comes first.
Before any production code is written.
Before a single line. It starts with UX, design the user experience. That means doing heavy user research, like conducting interviews, running surveys, and building out very precise user personas.
So you know exactly who you're building for.
Exactly. Then the UX designers create the first wireframes for the application, and these get tested rigorously,
yeah,
often through multiple rounds with real users to make sure the navigation is totally intuitive.
I have to ask, doesn't all that testing and wireframing slow things down? It sounds like a huge upfront investment, especially for a smaller team.
It is an investment, you're right, but it saves an immense amount of time and money later by preventing expensive reworks. Once those wireframes are validated, then the UI, the user interface designers step in.
And they make it look good.
They do. They refine those wireframes into high-fidelity graphics. They'll merge the client's brand book with current design trends, often using a language like XML to define the layout, and keeping that UI separate from the business logic is just. It's key for long-term maintenance.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk about the tool set. Windows developers have a lot of powerful frameworks to choose from.
They do, and the selection is a major strategic decision. It depends entirely on what the project needs.
So where do we start?
Well, we could contrast a few key ones. First, there's WPF, the Windows Presentation Foundation. It's powerful, it's mature, and it uses that XML language we mentioned. It's often the choice for visually complex apps, though it sort of predates the Windows 10 era.
Okay, so that's the established option. What's more modern?
That would be UWP, the Universal Windows Platform. It targets Windows 10 and newer, and it's built for responsive design, so your app can adapt to a PC, an Xbox, whatever. And it's designed from the ground up for the Microsoft Store.
Which means easy distribution and automatic updates.
Right. And then for projects that need to go beyond Windows, you have cross-platform options. You could go with, say, React Native for Windows.
Perfect for a web dev team that already knows JavaScript.
Exactly. And they can leverage the same code base as their mobile apps. The other big one, and it's the newest, is .NET MAUI. It was released in 2022. It uses C#, so it's a brilliant choice for existing .NET teams who want to launch on desktop and mobile at the same time.
So bringing this all together, what does it all mean? The sheer complexity of this planning process, I mean, from the technical docs to the design iterations, it really underscores why that stability and security are so inherent to professional desktop apps.
It's why they feel so solid. And this is where outsourcing often makes sense. You get access to specialized expertise immediately, you cut down on costs because you don't need to do in-house training, and you can get to market much faster.
A fantastic deep dive. So here's a final thought for you to consider. If you're a C# team, you face a big choice. build a custom, powerful app using the legacy strength of WPF, or commit to the newest cross-platform approach with .NET MEUI. They involve completely different strategies for long-term maintenance and scaling. So which commitment gives you the best return on investment for your specific users? Something to mull over as you continue your journey.